Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like there's just not enough time in the day, and you're saying yes to everything while your own needs are getting pushed aside? You know that feeling when you finally collapse on the couch after a long day, utterly drained, wondering where it all went? Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. Today on Clarity First, we're diving into the powerful art of setting healthy boundaries, your secret weapon for reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no to everything. It's about honoring your values, protecting your well-being, and creating space for what truly matters in your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? You set boundaries with your physical space. It's the same with your time, energy, and emotional resources. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those sturdy, healthy boundaries that will transform your life. 1. Know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having some peace and quiet? Identifying your core values is the foundation for setting effective boundaries because it gives you a clear compass to guide your decisions. Think of it as you're in a GPS system always pointing you in the direction that aligns with what's important to you. 2. Learn to say no. This one might be tough, but trust me, it's liberating. Saying no doesn't mean you're a jerk. It means you're prioritizing your well-being and making space for the things that truly matter. Start small. Maybe decline that extra meeting at work or politely pass on that social event you're not feeling up to. Remember, your time is precious, and saying no respectfully allows you to invest in what matters most. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't leave things open to interpretation. When setting boundaries, be clear, direct, and assertive about your needs. You don't need to apologize for wanting to protect your energy or time. As simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm fully committed to your priority right now," can work wonders. 4. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries is a form of self-love. It's about honoring your needs and taking care of yourself both physically and emotionally. Whether it's carving out time for exercise, meditation, reading, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence, prioritize activities that recharge you and bring you joy. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 5. Be consistent. Building healthy boundaries takes time and effort. There will be times when it feels easier to say yes than no, but consistency is key. The more you practice setting boundaries, the more natural it becomes. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Okay, let's bring this all to life with a real-world example. Imagine your friend calls you up last minute and asks you to go out for drinks. You're already exhausted from a long day at work and have plans to unwind at home, but you don't want to disappoint them, so you say yes. Sound familiar? Now, picture yourself in the same situation, but this time, you politely decline and explain that you need some quiet time tonight. "I appreciate the invite, but I'm really looking forward to relaxing at home tonight. Maybe we can catch up another time." You feel a sense of peace knowing you've prioritized your well-being. And there you have it. Building healthy boundaries isn't about being rigid or controlling. It's about creating a life that aligns with your values, honors your needs, and allows you to show up as the best version of yourself. So, go forth, set those boundaries, and reclaim your power. Remember, you deserve to live a balanced and fulfilling life. And the first step towards achieving that is saying yes to taking care of yourself starting today. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. Let's keep the conversation going on social media using #ClarityFirst. Until next time, stay focused and live well.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.